Hey, what's up, guys? This is the Do It To Him podcast, because I had to. I'm Sean. I'll be your host. I'll be having some guests in the future. I decided to do this podcast because me and my friends joke around a lot, you know, whether it's at work, outside of work, you know, having funny conversations while playing games, etc. And we always laugh to each other, me and one friend in particular, and say that we should start a podcast. So, episode one. Let's get it started. I guess I'm going to look at my feed and kind of talk about what interests me as I go along. The Nintendo Switch Lite is coming out in fall. It comes in three colors. It's coming in gray, yellow, and blue, and the blue is kind of a turquoise or teal color, kind of a greenish blue. But I don't know how I feel about that yet. All the controls are white on all the models from what it looked like. I could be wrong, but the last photos I saw, that's what they look like. I really wish they would have gave a red option. I'm not crazy about any of the colors. I mean, why gray? Why not just make it black? But, that's just me. Let's see. I'll be putting in some background music just to kind of not have so many awkward silences here. I don't really have too many shows that I'm watching right now. Well, too many that are on at the moment. American Dad's been going, Legion's been going. Those are two of them that I'm watching. Legion is really cool. It's based on the X-Men. Well, I don't necessarily based on, but it's a really different kind of X-Men show. Focuses more, I guess, more on the real people aspect of it. It's not so like superhero type show. It's very, very dark. It's about a guy that initially has been led to believe his entire life that he's just a crazy, psycho, schizophrenic, crazy guy, whatever you want to say. Diagnosis of schizophrenic, apparently, is what it says here in the description. He's been in and out of psychiatric hospitals for most of his life. Apparently he's the son of Charles Xavier. He ends up being very, very powerful. One of the more powerful mutants, I would say, in the X-Men world. But it's a really cool show. I would definitely check it out. It has a lot of drama, a lot of dark, crazy stuff that goes on. It's a very different kind of superhuman show. I could definitely recommend it. They're in their third season. We're up to episode 3. The next one coming out, it will be episode 4. So I definitely recommend that. Let's see here. What else? I've been watching and listening to a lot of stand-up comedy here recently. I've been really enjoying Tom Segura, Chris D'Elia, Jim Norton. Those are really the main three I've been really getting into recently. Listen to a little bit of podcasts. Chris D'Elia and Tom Segura. Man, I am getting all mixed up here. Chris D'Elia and Tom Segura both have podcasts right now, and have had for a while, I should say. They're really good. I really recommend them. I would check it out. I really need to sit down and actually listen to the podcast, because most of the time I use them to go to sleep, you know, just to have something to listen to as I fall asleep. Forgive me if I trip up on stuff that I'm saying. It's 3:36 in the morning. I mean, I stay up late anyway. I work a 3 to 11 job, And I've always been kind of a night owl, so it doesn't bother me to stay up late anyway. I still probably won't be going to bed for another hour or so. So I decided to record this and, you know, see how it goes. I might keep this episode to about 10 minutes or so, just to see how it goes. There's only so much I can do by myself. Let's see, what else here? Google Pixel phones. Don't know what you all think about them, but I really dig it. I've always really enjoyed the stock Android, or as close to stock Android as I can get. Haven't had a phone in a while that I've been able to custom run to put stock Android on it, but the Google Pixel phones are really cool. The software runs really, really well because it's Android without any extra crap on top of it. Like, almost every cell phone carrier, like Samsung or like HTC or whoever, I don't know who is the most relevant right now. Samsung's probably the most popular as far as Android, but they all kind of have their own little thing with Android, how it isn't quite stock. They kind of give it their own thing, add some features. Sometimes it's cool, sometimes they're pointless and not necessarily that useful. I really want the more newer Google Pixel 3a. It is a little bit slower processor, but it has the exact same camera and just about almost the same screen, I believe. Oh, and the headphone jack is back, because apparently the thing has been, since the iPhone did it, is to get rid of the to get rid of the headphone jack. Wired headphones are still extremely common, way more common than wireless, I would say. So I don't know why they feel the need, some manufacturers feel the need to do that, but whatever. But I would say probably about the coolest thing about the Pixel 3a is it has the exact same camera and camera software that the Pixel full price Pixel 3 has, so that's really cool. What else here? I guess I could talk about games I've been playing. I recently got into Paladins, which I've been told is a ripoff or free ripoff of Overwatch. I've really been enjoying it. So say what you will about it. It does have very good aspects about it. Check it out if you're into the kind of crazy, silly shooters that have a bajillion different characters type thing. I've been really enjoying it recently, so I've been putting a lot of time into it. Armored Mewtwo. Mewtwo Raid and Pokemon Go. I haven't played Pokemon Go in quite a while. I was quite an avid player. When it very first came out, I was playing it quite a bit. I would probably be doing really well if I've been playing since it came out to now. Unfortunately, I haven't been because I really haven't had an activated phone in a long time, and for a long time I didn't need to. I've got Wi-Fi at home, and up until this job I've been working now, I also had Wi-Fi at work, so I really didn't have much need to activate my phone, or much of an incentive really. I am going to be activating a phone pretty soon, so I'm going to be trying to get back into Pokemon Go. I really miss playing it. It's ridiculous, but I'm horribly lazy, for people that know me, at least outside of work. It's terrible, I know. It's a bad habit. I've been trying to get out of it. Anyway, Pokemon Go gave me an excuse to walk around outside, and it was a good excuse, I say, because it was so fun. And the few times that I actually went and did the raids will be at different locations and Pokestops and gyms and what have you, that a bunch of people have to play together in order to catch the Pokemon. So that part of it I really enjoyed, you know, running into other people playing the game and then, you know, fighting the boss with them and then, you know, kind of talking and hanging around afterwards and during. To me, which I thought was a very unique and neat thing as far as games go, you know, just to run into random people on the street playing it because you met up at a raid, you know, which is really cool. So I'll definitely be trying to be getting in, back into that as soon as I can. What else here? I just finished Stranger Things Season 3 recently. It was great. I definitely would say, in my opinion, the best season so far. Everybody's growing up quite a bit. The season is very dramatic, very dark, and lots more action going on, which is always cool. So, if you haven't watched Stranger Things yet, I definitely recommend it. If you haven't watched the new season yet, definitely get on there and binge watch it. It's a Netflix original, if you didn't already know. I watched it all in like a couple of days. So there's that. Let's see, we're at about 11 or so minutes here. I might talk about just a little bit more, but I think I'm going to cut this episode short. Just to see how it goes, because this is kind of a trial run here. Yeah, that's all I can think of for now, my dudes. I guess this was kind of fun, you know? Kind of sitting here, hanging out and talking. I definitely will have some guests in the future, and may even just have the podcast going just to record the audio of me and my friends hanging out or playing some games and just goofing around in general, because that's really when the most funny stuff happens. Me and my friends like to quote movies and TV shows back and forth quite a bit. That's always a good laugh, so hopefully in the future we'll have some more riveting episodes, but until then... Laters.